of all, again, new script, and it's Thursday, so that means we obviously have a little bit more pre-production stuff to do. CG, teleprompter, check things out. We'll give you a little more time. Obviously, the first show, we give you a little more time. Give you another, you know, a good 15, 20 minutes to get going on our first show. Now, I'm hoping to get about two shows in before the break. That will put us right in line where we need to be, possibly even a scram show at the end. Any questions on CG, changing colors, moving stuff around, building full screens? Okay. Engineer, one thing I want to talk about with engineer, again, you want to treat this thing like a switcher. Anytime you hear standby or ready camera, whatever, route it up. Okay, route it up, just double check it. And again, I cannot mark you down if you have your highest, brightest levels at 100 and your lowest levels, brightest levels, at 7.5. I can't mark you down for that. The only thing I would say to you is like, okay, you're within range. You'll hear me say this on a graded show. You're within range, meaning I'm not marking you down. However, you know, look over here, and you may want to bump that iris down a little bit because, again, you have range from 80 to 100. And it may look better a little lower because the person's face is on fire or whatever the case is. Okay? But, you know, again, once you have it within range, take a look over here and see what it looks like and check it out. Okay? Hey, guys, real quick, this is an ongoing situation. It's been going on, like, for weeks now. Obviously, paperwork's coming out on you folks because it's just constant talking over there. Okay? And it shows in the performance. Okay? It shows in the performance. And again, what we want to do is ice that as soon as possible, because what it basically breaks down to is you guys have bad grades, then we have to deal with mom and dad. And it's an issue in a meeting I don't want to deal with. So, we can have your attention. The door's there if you want to leave. All right. So as far as white balance in the cameras, now again, because a couple people were asking about this, you only have to white balance the cameras for the first show of the day. Okay? Should. Okay? Should. All right? Keep in mind, last quarter we had a situation where we had, it all happened in one day, where three different times, I don't know why someone came up here and maybe hit white balance, and we weren't even on a white carpet, and we weren't white balancing. Third show of the day, fourth show of the day, next thing you know, crew gets in here, they're looking at the cameras, and all of a sudden, we got a blue-looking person. It looked like Smurf, okay? Now, sometimes you may see some green. That's a reflection off the green wall, okay? Not that the person's green, but maybe a little reflection of green in the background. That's all that is just the wall and the lights reflecting. Okay, but if the person's green or blue, we have to re-white balance. So it may be a situation halfway through the day. Hey, all right, you know, Kim, camera two, get him a white card, go white balance. Okay, so be ready for that. Okay, now keep in mind, if we're under the gun, and sometimes you are, because again, first show of a graded, the first show that we're going to have for graded shows will be 8:45 or 9 o'clock, right around there. But again, doors open at 8, you can get here 45 minutes to an hour early, get everything done, pre-production, stuff like that. So if you're in a pinch, again, main thing is you got all your cameras on a white card, and to white balance three cameras within about 15, 20 seconds is very doable, because again, if you got all your cameras on a white card, you route camera one, iris to 100, route camera two, iris to 100, route camera three, iris to 100, white, bam, 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 done. Once you see the green light go off, iris all the way down on all three, okay? And then you have camera 3 routed, pedestal at 7.5, camera 2 routed, pedestal 7.5, camera 1 routed, 7.5. Pedestal, 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 or black. And then within about 20 seconds or so, you have three cameras white balanced. And all we're doing is telling the camera what white is under current lighting conditions, so it understands what blue and black and green and purple and pink and all that other stuff looks like. Okay?
Okay, so after you do the pedestal at 7.5 and yep. The iris from 80 to 100, if you want to adjust it a little bit out of that range when you're looking at the talent,
yep.
Are you looking on those four screens right there, or is it better to look at the preview screen?
Yeah, you get this is just a rough guideline. That's all it is. This is just something to do if you want to get two or three steps ahead. Okay. You know what I mean? You usually are going to have time to see it in preview to see what it really looks like in a color line.
Okay.
Okay, but sometimes if an iris is really high or a pedestal is really high, you can kind of tell here. It's the same concept with an assistant director. If we're in the sports, highlights are going on. Okay, camera 3 looks good over here. All right, so if this looks good, we're on the highlights and we're coming to CG, I might as well look over here and at least get a rough gauge as far as what my weather shot looks like.
Okay.
And if it's off, then I can, you know, again, it's just a rough idea. So, again, I wouldn't go too much off of these. Okay. All right, any questions on engineering? Okay, good deal. All right, let's go over a switcher real quick, and let's go over the wipe effects and all that other stuff. Something we're going to be doing all the rest of the way here, okay? Now, I get in today, I'm driving into work, and I'm hearing WWJ. Yeah, every 10 minutes, weather and news and all that other stuff.
On the 8th.
So, yeah. On the eights. That's right. That's right. All right. So I'm here at 1 to 3 inches. I get here, and now all of a sudden it's Death Storm 2012. So I don't know what's happening. I'm here at 6 inches. I'm here at 8 inches, 10 inches. Maybe the end of the world. I have no idea. But the point of the matter is, obviously, get as much out of today. As I said, the word of warning is out there with a big class and potential for missing a day, which may be tomorrow. I don't know. But you never know. You can never tell. Bless you. You can never tell with the meteorologist. You know what I mean? So it may miss us. It may not. But either way, Steve Straz will be here because I'll obviously be at the Photoshop seminar in Farmington Hills through work. So, but just make sure you get as much out of this today as you possibly can, because this may, potentially, may be the only day you get a chance on this script. Okay, we're not going to back up any graded shows or anything like that, as we talked about week one. All right, so a couple things to kind of keep in mind. We're in black. Now, if you happen to see this little monitor light on, that means you're locked up. And again, to get out of this thing, to get unlocked, key one, cut, background. Shouldn't have to see that on there, okay? Because obviously what we're going to do is, while we're in black, we got to get a couple things done. So the number one thing is making sure that our transition rates. Right now we want to fade at 30, because that's not going to change. We want to fade up and fade down at 30 frames. All right. Your downstream key dissolve, if you choose to use it, we set at 17. It won't change, as we talked about since a couple weeks ago. And then, of course, your auto trans, as we talked on Monday, you want to make sure that's on 27 and make sure your auto trans is on a wipe effect. Okay? You can actually do that during the course of the show. I'm just saying you can do it, get it out of the way before the show starts. It's just one less thing to worry about. Okay?
Can you just leave that on?
Yep, just leave it on. Oh. And again, when you hit these, even when we're on the air, it does nothing. It doesn't affect anything on air. It's just basically, what do you want auto trans to do? You know, you want a dissolve effect, you want a wipe effect, okay? It's kind of like a ringtone to a phone. What do you want it to ring? You want, you know, maybe Fergie, London Bridge, or do you want Meet Me Halfway? All right, so it's up to you guys, so what do you want to do with that, all right? All right, so chroma key and effects key, your camera one and the key bus, okay? Those are your first two weather steps, and again, I advise you, I'm not saying you have to, because you guys are all big boys and big girls. I'm just saying it's a good thing to just check the weather. All right, check the weather, the chroma key effect, before the show starts. Camera one's going to go over the chroma key wall. They get a shot for you. VTR and preview and program. Background and key one together. And then check it out over here. Of course, make sure the person's not too close to the wall. Make sure they're all in the green wall in the light. Make sure the iris is not too high, not too low, but right where it needs to be. And then, of course, hue is going to be right around the middle, and the gain is going to be off to the left for the most part. Again, starting off, it's jacked up. The gain and clip, bring them all the way to the left. And I would use the hue to kind of find that person, and once you think you're kind of sort of seeing them, and then you're seeing the background, but it's not quite all together, that means, okay, this has done its job. Now we need the gain or the clip to kind of just fine-tune it just a little bit. Once you have it all set, send them back over the wall, or send them back over the news desk, camera, and then background. Take a key effect out, and we're ready, camera two. Okay? And then, of course, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, we fade up, we do our thing. Not much has changed here. We're going to go all the way to sports highlights. Okay, so ready, camera three on sports. Take three, bond in. Okay, bingo, bingo, right over here. Ready VTR, take VTR, highlights are on. Ready wipe to CG. So ready CG, of course, we have three boards. So make sure, again, for the directors, NFL boards first, if I'm not mistaken. I think you have NFL, NHL, and college football. So NFL is what you're looking for while those football highlights are on. You're looking right over here. Okay, this is cool. We got it. Don't worry about reading your script. You just watch the highlights, listen to your anchor, and we're already on a wipe effect. I don't really care what pattern you want to use. But the director then is going to say, ready, wipe CG? Wipe. That's all the scripts. Wipe two. Okay? Now, your director may say right away, ready, dissolve three. But odds are they're probably not. They're probably saying, ready, advance it. Okay, remember, you don't have anything to do with advancing CG. No. Okay? So this is what I'm talking about on Monday. If you know that your next transition is going to be a dissolve to three, don't wait for your director to say it. Because by the time they say it, they're probably saying, ready, dissolve three, dissolve three. And that gives you no time to manipulate these buttons all over the place. So if you know it's coming up, just say, okay, I know it's coming up. They're going to just deal with CGs, advancing them and stuff. I'm going to go ready three. We're going to dissolve. Okay. Auto trans, if I'm not on auto, I'm going to, you know, make sure it's selected over, and then bring it back to the one. And then wait for my director to say dissolve three. Okay? Director may fall behind, too, and you're waiting for them to say ready VTR for effects. You know what's coming up next, right? I wouldn't wait. So, screw this. I already know what's coming up. Ready VTR, background key, I'm all set. You didn't put anything on air. We're not saying put stuff on air. If the director doesn't say, you know, if they say take camera one, take it. You know, we're not saying to put stuff on air. You have to wait for their command, but you can do anything you want in preview, okay? Just so you know, to get ahead of the game. That's all. That's all we're doing. So once we have weather, take effects, okay? And to get out of this thing, we need to be a little quicker at it today because we have the Rudy B-roll, okay? The kicker story is B-roll to it. So ready camera three, take three, quickly hit background. You're probably going to be asked for an ID. Lose ID, ready VTR, roll it, take it. Okay, so it's going to be kind of quick. All right, so we have to make sure we're really, really quick in that regard. All right. Now, this is one thing. Any questions, first of all, on that, before I'm going to tell you one thing just to kind of avoid misery and mistakes.
Does the numbers change by itself? Up here? For the wife and this is all, do they change?
No, actually, you're going to do that, but keep in mind, this thing up here, the select your auto transition controller, it controls three things. Your fade, which is set at 30, your downstream key dissolve, which is for dissolving in your ID, your lower third finder, dissolving it out, and your auto trans. Okay? Anytime you use any one of those threes, it's going to go to show you what you have selected.
Okay.
Okay, so for example, if I hit fade, it's going to say, okay, remember, Chirac, you got 30. Okay? If I happen to hit auto trans, it's going to say, remember, you're on auto at 17. If I hit downstream key dissolve, it's going to say, remember, you're on 17. Okay? This is where it gets a little bit screwy. Okay? And you want to make sure you don't fall into this trap. Okay? Because it all depends on the instructor. Myself, if I see that you're fawning in on something and it's not the right thing, your transition rate's off, I'll say something. I'm not going to tell you what it is. I'm just going to say, hey, listen, you may want to check your downstream key is off. It's wrong. Okay? So therefore, it's a clue to you to say, okay, I got to change this or just don't use it. As I said before, you can just use cut for IDs. And why the IDs aren't coming in? Don't know. We'll fix it. We'll get it later. All right. Nothing's coming up. It's part of the plan. All right, so you basically have a situation here where if you just cut in your ID, there's no transition for that. It's instantaneous, okay? So what happens once in a while is when you say, let's say, for example, camera 3 is on air for sports, director says, fawn in, and you downstream key dissolve it. It's set at 17. All right, then you take the ID out. All right, now all of a sudden we're getting into the VTR, and we're taking VTR, and next thing you know, director says, ready, wipe the CG. And this is where it gets confusing because you're looking at this thing and, okay, I have this set at 17. What happened? I thought I had this set at 27. What? It's downstream thing. You know what I mean? So just, okay, now I'm 27. Now all of a sudden you're finding in at 27 frames when you think you're at 17 because you were using the downstream key dissolve, which kind of screwed it up. It didn't screw it up. It just made confusion. Okay? So if you just cut in your IDs, I'm telling you right now, you'll never see DSK cut up here. So therefore, you never get it confused. What auto trans? What did I have in auto trans? What did I have in downstream key cut? Or which one? Or dissolve. So you just use downstream key cut. You won't even have to worry about, you know, downstream key dissolve. It could be on 999 frames. It doesn't matter because you're not using it. Okay. So just be careful if you do choose to use the DSK dissolve. Just make sure you double check it when you're making any changes up here. Okay. Because I once in a while still get people. For the switcher. And I'm saying, okay, fawn in, okay, check your DSK, it's wrong. Okay? So I'm thinking, okay, hopefully they'll either fix it or they'll just say screw it and just cut it out. You know, just hit cut. And then, of course, they dissolve it back out. I say, double check your DSK, it's 30. Story 2 comes up, fawn in, downstream key dissolve. Check your DSK dissolve, it's wrong. I say, if you just use cut, you won't be losing points. Okay? So that's kind of what we're looking at. I wouldn't even bother with it. Wouldn't even bother with it, okay? But it's up to you. It's up to you. The only time we're really going to have to need it is the last week, the last script, at the very last thing you do, okay? That's the only time we're going to have to use downstream key dissolve. All right. Any questions on the DSK? Any questions on the switcher? Yes.
Can you clarify what exactly 17 frames and what's 27?
First of all, 30 for fade to black will never change for us, okay? 17, if you choose to use the DSK dissolve, 17 is not going to change. What is going to change right now is your auto trans, which is the dissolves are at 17 for the dissolves, okay? 27 for the wipes.
Okay. We
do have a wipe. We have one of them that's going from your football highlights wiping into the full screens.
So we have to change that on there.
Yep. 27, you have that set hopefully before the show starts. Once you wipe into the full screens, while the full screens are on the air, we change it back to 17 on a dissolve. And I'll be behind you here, too, today. And next week, we're going to do the same thing, just a different script. So you'll have at least, you know, a couple days here to kind of get an idea. And again, any extra help, guys, folks. I mean, I met with a couple folks on Monday, and all it took was 10, 15 minutes for the light bulb to kick in. You know, it's like, oh, okay. I mean, it wasn't quite game speed. I mean, it's a little different from being in here during the show than it is when I'm just kind of going over stuff, but at least some helpful stuff is kind of going on. All right, tape operator, real quick, again, make sure on the play side where we wound all the way to the beginning. Cue it up to the very first second of the video. That's where we want to be. So therefore, your director doesn't see a countdown or black over here. They want to see the first piece of video for a second. Okay, roll it is you. Remember, roll, take. We roll, we take. For the most part, we were very patient last week with when directors were late on the mic cues, or you know, we were rolling here and taking it. We weren't doing that a whole lot, which was good. Everyone was pretty patient with that. But communication is key. You know, we're done with the open. Let's kind of cue this up and get to the open here. We're done with the open, and again, a couple things to kind of keep in mind while this crazy music's playing. Okay. Okay. Now again, we want to be out of this thing before it goes to black. So ready, camera one. Take camera one. All right. Now, got to make sure the audio's down. Make sure you're off the air before you shuttle forward. But again, when you take the toggle switch, bring it to the right, and I do it rather quickly. And you're going to see if you're moving. Like right now, I'm moving at 0.2 speed. I'm not moving very fast, and I need to move quicker than that. So if you bring it to the right and it's barely moving, bring the toggle switch back to the middle, and then a hard right. 9.5, and once you see the countdown, come to a screeching halt. Bring it right back to the middle. And sometimes it just takes a few people to kind of play around with this a little bit. Even if it is after class, here's the tape, play around with it. Okay? Roll it, and then hopefully we'll take it afterwards. Okay? So one thing to kind of keep in mind here with this as well is if the director says, roll tape, and you're still shuttling forward and still shuttling forward and still shuttling forward, when you get there, don't just stay there. You got to just play it, because the director said 6 seconds ago, play, roll, okay? And it's awfully helpful, extremely helpful. Tape operator, you don't have to do this during the show, but you can talk to the director. You know, roll tape, roll tape. Okay, not ready, not ready, not ready. Rolling, got it. All right, take it. Okay, director, we're about to go to black here. All right, ready three, take three. All right, so that's the communication we're talking about. Assistant director, you don't have to say anything, but if you notice, hey, there's not a camera shot on sports. It's like, okay, I'm not going to take over the show here, but director, we don't have a sports shot. Camera three, yes, shoot sports. That's what I'm talking about as far as just helping things out. Helping things out, communicating amongst each other. On a graded day, you can't be pushing other people's buttons and, you know, things like that. You can't be doing that. However, you can't be verbally communicating with each other during the course of the show. Okay? So that's a huge help. Switcher, you're not ready for chroma key? Say something. Efforting, not ready, not ready. All right, stretch them out at sports, please. Okay, we got it. All right, wrap them up, roll it, and once they're done saying, you know, that's it for sports, take it. All right, Mike, thank you. Over here on the record side, we're still having some issues with this. Again, you can hit reset, okay? And directors, don't be mindful of your time. What I'm wanting you to do here is basically roughly 30 seconds or so. Doesn't have to be 30. I mean, it could be 25, could be 45. I don't care. Roll record, advise the speed. Okay? Play record. 5 seconds, say speed. The reason I'm saying do it early, I'd rather have you do it early than late. Because what happens if you're 20 seconds away, it's like, okay, roll record, advise speed. This person doesn't hear you. Or this person hits play. Okay? Or whatever. It's blinking E53 like it's doing right now. At least I have time and we have time to say, okay, you know what, we can fix this issue. Let's turn this off for a second, turn it back on. We still got 20 seconds. We're cool. Okay, we're cool. We'll figure it out. Not a big deal. Sometimes the tape is accidentally ejected. Well, you're not going to record anything if there's no tape in it. Right? So sometimes, again, if you roll record advise the speed a good 30 seconds, 35, 40 seconds for air, if the tape operator has issues or there's technical issues, odds are we're going to figure it out in that 20 seconds. Instead of, oh my God, 10 seconds away, roll record advise the speed. Oh, I don't know what the problem is. Oh, hell with it. 5, 4, we got to go. We have to go. Okay? So, and that's one of the points I want to make here, guys, is mind your time, because unless you hear me say otherwise to not go with the show, we're going with the show, okay? I don't care how chaotic it is. You've seen on the college football game day, you've seen how crazy it was. People are talking, next thing you know, we're fading up from black. Oh, I didn't even hear the director do that. Well, because, you know, he's aware of the time, okay? So you just, unless you hear me say otherwise, I could be in the studio fixing something, okay? If you don't hear me say, hey, we're going to stop the show here for a little bit, we're going to just go with the flow. because that's what the monitors are there for. I can watch the show from in there for the first 20 seconds of the show and work my way in. So be aware of that, okay? Audio, just double check the VTR levels. A couple times we got caught not doing that. Assistant director, and we talked about this Monday, tight close-up shots. Tight. Okay? Third button. Right here. No elbows, nothing like that. Camera 2, we also talked real quick. Camera 2, when you're doing the nice net zoom in, you tilt up as you go. Nice and easy, nice and slow. Plane's taking off from the runway. Once you get your shot, okay, and it should be a nice tight 2 shot. Don't clip off any arms or anything like that. But once you got that shot, and even if it's a little bit offset, or maybe you could have said, oh, I could have gone maybe just a little farther. Don't move. Of course, if the AD tells you to move, I guess you move. But what I'm saying is AD, I mean, if it's just a little bit off, you know, just don't bother. Don't bother, because guess what? You're going to be off the air in 3 seconds, because we have the video open. All right, so it's just one thing that the audience, oh, they moved. Okay, whatever. So it shows that there was a little bit of an accident. Okay? So how many times do you do that behind someone's back? Right? You do that with a little kid or something like that, you just kind of take them. Okay, being cool about it. Not a big deal. You didn't see anything, right? That's what we're doing here. And just a little bit off, just stay there. Okay? Let's see. One other thing here. We talked a little bit about this director's. First of all, Towns, when you see the shot of the horrible city of Pittsburgh, just either say that's it for me, send it back to you, okay? Or say something maybe for 4 or 5 seconds, done. Shot of the day, raining in Pittsburgh, yay. Back to you guys, okay? Director, I would say once you see the shot of the day, if they don't seem like they're wrapping things up in 3 or 4 seconds, speed them up. I wouldn't even bother with the wrap. Speed up. And also, too, if they're still in their thought process and talking, what I would do is say, we're ready? Okay, you know what? Take 3. Wait for them to finish. Mic you. Okay? Just to get out of the weather. Okay? Get out of the weather. The talent's got to help us out. All right, I hope I covered everything. Just really, like I said, TD, talent, floor directing, real good patience last week, which was really, really good to see. But camera 2, the only thing I had an issue with camera 2 is, for some reason, you wanted to bail out to the score shot. And again, it's there just in case. If the plane is hitting a mountain, we have at least a parachute. You want a parachute in our plane. Okay, camera 2 is our parachute in case camera 3 is not ready. We at least have somewhere to bail. Okay, so just sit there on the 2 shot and wait. Camera 2, 4 shot. All right, zip it back out till now. Okay? All right, so that's just a mindful thing to kind of keep in mind. All right, any questions before we get going? Yes, sir.
One thing, just for consistency's sake, I found, particularly when I'm on camera, and particularly not so much with the director, but with the AD,
yeah.
When you're giving a command, please give the camera number first, then the command,
yeah.
Rather than say, zoom in, please, camera 3, because it gets confusing out there.
Yeah, and also, too, if you know the person's name, it also helps, too. Mm-hmm. Hey, Tim, can you zoom in a little bit? You don't have to know, but it does make it a little easier. Also, too, kind of on that similar thought process. If it's not urgent, and yeah, there's going to be times where you're going to hear a lot of voices over headset, but if it's not urgent, like let's say, for example, we take camera 1, mic you fine, you're noticing camera 3 is off. They're off a little bit. Okay? Well, let the director get their commands out first, if it's not urgent. If you're thinking, okay, camera 3, I'm noticing the creep, it's a little off, and you say something, you know what, let me let the director say, take 1 mic you fine and loose spot, roll tape, take VTR, ready this. Okay, there's some open space there. Camera 3, can we zoom in a little bit? And again, nothing happens. Camera 3, zoom in, please, a little bit. Okay, great. So therefore, you don't have to take camera 1, zoom in, camera 3, zoom in. But you got all this other stuff going on. Now, again, we're going to have to deal with it anyway. That's just part of live television. But if we don't have to, even better. All right? Especially if you know the person out there is going to take care of the business anyway. Okay. And you guys probably already know by now, if you tell somebody in this class to do it one time, you know who you can count on by now, after 3 to 4 weeks. You know who you can count on. And then there's other times where you may have to say, oh, okay, well, after that, camera two, zoom in, say it over and over and over again, right? Because, you know, you hate to say it, but you see who's on the certain piece of equipment, and, you know, you just have to go with the flow sometimes. So, you just have to count it. Okay, any questions? Outstanding. All right, so we're going to try to get this first show in. Like I said, there's a lot of pre-production stuff to do. I mean, a lot of it's done, but I'm talking CG and teleprompter. Okay, you got 15 minutes. All right, group A. Let's rock and roll. Do whatever. Got questions? Let me know. Hi, 14.
Hi.
Busy?
Good show?
Yeah.
All right.
Welcome.
true story I want to tell you. When I was a senior in high school, before almost all of you were born, I was almost.
Thank you.
We had pep rallies on Friday. And it was the last two periods, and we get to go to the pep rally. And about 20% of the students took that as a cue to skip. And this was annoying the principal. And one day we go to the pep rally, and the principal says, there isn't going to be a pep rally, because too many of you folks are skipping. He proceeded to yell at us for half an hour. And I never forgot. And when he was done, the coach got up and yelled at us for 15 minutes. Then the English teacher got up and yelled at us for another 15 minutes. This is true. And the problem was, people who skipped weren't there. You know? And they canceled the pep rally. They said, you rotten kids, we're not having pep rallies anymore. And I never forgot that. We were heated. It sucked. And I think something like that happened to you guys the other day.
Yeah.
And I want to sincerely apologize for that. I think Terry's emotions got a little better of her, and she wasn't thinking, and she feels terrible, and it's, I want you to know that's not the way we do things. That's not why we're here. We're back to life. What we talked about the day I met you, we're here to make good television, make good radio, do good websites, help each other out. And one of the things that's most important in the industry when you go to get a job is, do you get along with people? You know how to make things work efficiently and play in the sandbox nicely, to borrow Mike's phrase. This is Mike Shiner. He's our Director of Student Services.
Hi, and,
hey, how are you?
You know, it is, like we said in the beginning, you know, it is like a family here. And again, I'm not making any excuses for the way Terry acted. But I think she was acting out of severe emotion. We've got some teachers who've been insulted, and she heard some terrible language. And folks who are doing that kind of thing and disrupting classes, I do want to talk to you individually, and that's the way we should handle it. But I want to sincerely apologize for people who are here to do it right being yelled at when it wasn't you. And I didn't mean that. And I also want to thank the people who came to let us know what was going on, because that's the thing to do, too. So we know what's going on. So, again, sorry about that. And try to get back to doing what we're supposed to do, all of us.
Mike?
Yep, and I just want to add to that, in that, really, let's keep our eye on the ball and remember all of us while we're here. Let's get educated and master this stuff to the best of our ability. And I want to remind you of something I think that we tell you in orientation, that you never know who's sitting next to you. That person could very well be your boss someday. So leave that person with the best, most respectful image you possibly can, because you could be negotiating your paycheck with them or with her. Okay? You never know. You really never know. Yeah, I've run into that too many times in my career already. So it is it's just something to keep in mind. Be good to each other.
Yeah. The only reason why Terry isn't going to apologize for herself.
She wanted to, and she probably will do that. But we wanted to come from the top with it right now.
Yeah, I mean that
she really did. Yeah,
she really did. Yeah. She feels really really bad. But I mean, again, we can't apologize, and if I can, she is under my department, and we are a really warm and fuzzy department. Though we will tell you, it is also our job to make sure those of you that do disturb the peace stop it, so that, you know, if we have to meet with you individually, which we will do, and that's the way it should be done, we will. And we're sorry that we haven't done it sooner, but we'll get to you real soon. And we promise that to the rest of the class. All right? And
thanks, you guys. Thank you. Thank you.
All right, guys, real quick. Pretty
pretty good job overall today, folks. You know, we talked about making adjustments, and camera operators, cameras 1 and 3 especially, camera 2 as well, nicer zoom-ins as well. Sometimes we left it a little short, but for the most part, pretty good. Cameras 1 and 3, nice tight shots. There was very little correction that needed to be made, if anything. And again, what you see in your little black and white viewfinder sometimes may be a little bit different from what we see in here. So we make those corrections. Camera 2, just got to watch the lights, continually watching the lights. Especially when you zoom out at the beginning and the end of shows. And directors, overall good. Main thing, just for whatever reason, we like to watch that globe spin on the open. And then once it goes to black, we decide to take camera 1. We want to make sure we get out of that. We don't want to go into black. We want no video going into black if possible. Okay. And then overall, just, you know, technical directors did a pretty good job. Just make sure you keep your head down. Anticipate. So if you know we're going to be going to 3 and we're making a change, if you're looking at the show and then the director says something, in that little half second that you're doing one of these, we go to black, and that happened on a few occasions today. So just got to make sure that you keep your head down. If you know we're going to, let's say, camera 3, that director may, in a heartbeat, say, oh, ready to take 2. So you got to be ready to. All right, like that, because if there's a hesitation like this and it ends up going to black, that's on the TV. So keep your head down more. The only time you really need to look up, honestly, is when you're getting chroma key set up and free. Chroma key weapons. That's really about it. But a very smooth day with the new script.
You said there'd be time to work on some stuff that we, because we need, like, you say we're not sure with the switcher or whatever, is that Monday after?
Pretty much any day after class now, because there's a third quarter and fourth quarter afternoon classes. First and second don't use the student. Okay, so, and again, after Thursday shows and Friday shows, if you guys have enough people to kind of hang out, especially Friday shows, you probably don't have to tear down. The student's going to be here at night. So, you know, you got 7-8 people want to stay around and just do skeleton shows, meaning you're only going to prove you can do that, or just play around with the chroma key or whatever. Not a big deal. Yeah, definitely get the extra work in. You know what I mean? I tell my camera tech classes, I'll probably tell them today, you know, you're going to be doing some work in camera tech. You know, you're going to be working with these cameras. But one thing I typically tell them is, like, anytime, just about anytime you want to take these cameras out and use them, go ahead and use them. Get out of the school what you put into it. Because they basically tell them, it's like, guarantee you, you're going to go in that equipment room, they're going to be collecting dust for you. You know what I mean? So, something got to do. Absolutely. Okay, I will see you guys. So, yeah. Good.